Hi, David Mead here again with some more ear training. In this month's GT, we're revising all the intervals in the major scale, and I've set them out in the magazine in such a way as to provide you with a means to practice all of them. Just like learning anything, a poem, a script, or even a song, repetition is the key, and if you include this little workout as part of your daily practice routine, I can guarantee you that the priceless information it contains will slowly and surely make its way into your musical consciousness. In order to make this exercise work for you, play it like this. First, play the interval from the tab. It would help your ear if you try to sing each interval after you play it too. Next, take a look at the diagram and find the interval concerned on the fretboard in two different places, like this. Now move on to the next interval and repeat the process until you've finished the whole scale. This ties in the aural aspects of the intervals with their visual representation on the guitar, two very important elements, each as important as the other, in fact, so try not to skim anything. For our assignment this month, I've selected six of the intervals which I'm only going to play harmonically, that's both notes together and not one after the other. This makes things a little harder and will really test your ears. As usual, the answers follow on close behind. Here's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. And number six. And now, here are the answers. Number one was a major third. Number two, a fourth. Number three, a fifth. Number four was a major third. Number five was a second. And number six was a major seventh. That's all for this month. Next time we're looking at inversions, and so meanwhile, if you have any queries or questions, hoof on over to my website at www.davidmead.net, click on the contact tab and email me. I've got 100% record for replying, I promise you. Bye for now.